Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger from Yiddishville Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insight to the Daf series. The shiur is on Maseches Brachos Daf Chavtes, and this topic is mistakes in our davening, how bad are they? Our Gemara discussed the laws of Me'ein Shimon Esrei, the Abridged Shimon Esrei, which was introduced by Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. In terms of what this Abridged Shimon Esrei, there actually is a Machlokas Amarayim. Rav says we go Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Meaning, you start, you say the beginning sentence, and you say the ending of each bracha, and that's how you abridge the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Shmuel says we say an abridged nusach containing one bracha, which has themes of all the 12 middle brachos in Shemona Esrei. We call this Havinenu. A stark difference between the two opinions is that Rav maintains that while you're davening an abridged Shemona Esrei, it still requires a full 19 brachos, and abridge just means abridging the content of the brachos. Shmuel holds you make only 7 brachos, with the abridged meaning you also abridge the number of brachos as well. The Gemara has several discussions within the sheet of Shmuel as to when we can and can't recite Havinenu. One of the discussions involves Vesein Talu Matar, and that will branch into our topic of the shir. The Gemara says, Amar Bibi Barabaye, Kol Hashana Kula Mispalo Adam Havinenu, Chutz Meimos HaGeshamim, person may not recite Havinenu during the winter season. Practically speaking, for the Americans, basically around from between December 6th and the first day of Pesach, Eretz Yisrael, from Zion Cheshvan till the first day of Pesach. In other words, when you're saying the Saint Talmud Marta Levracha, you can't say Havinenu. Why? But Neisha Tarech Lamarsha Elo Berchas Hashanim. And in Havinenu, we don't have room for that Nusach. So Maskefa Marzutra, so Marzutra objects and says, what's the problem? Just add it in there. So Gemara says you can't because Asi La Trude. It might come to be confusing people, mix people up. So the Gemara says, Yihachi, if this is the case, Havdalah Bechonin and Das Nami Lami Asi La Trude. So maybe we should say the same thing by Havdalah as well, because there was a whole idea about whether you should say Havdalah and Avininu or not. So Amriye Hasam came into Asi Betchilas Salosa Lo Mitrid. Havdalah is different, not in anything per se about Havdalah, but rather that the fact that Havdalah is in the beginning of the bracha, because Havdalah is the beginning of the bracha, your person might not get confused. Hach, it came into Asya, but it's a Talos of Matra that could confuse a person. So Maskefla Ravashi, Ravashi objects. And Ravashi says the following, V'neimer b'shomei tefillah, why don't we say, V'sein tala martar in shomei tefillah, d'am rabbi tanchum ravasi, tavlo hiskir gruz kashom, b'tiches amesim, machzim renoso, sheila b'richas hashonim, ein machzim renoso, we don't make it really to cite Shemon Esrei if, I'm sorry, we don't make you repeat Shemon Esrei if you didn't recite the same Talmud Matar. Provide him Nishiyachal Omra B'Shamei Tefillah. The Havdalah B'Choni Nandasi Machzir Asom Nishiyachal Omra. So we see Tar Shani, a mistake is different. And what it means from our Gemara, we see the possibility of adding the same Talmud Matar Levracha during Shema Kolenu as a Chachila is not really there. The Gemara rejects this and says that the same Talmud Matar Levracha during Shema Kolenu is only a B'Dievet. It's only to prevent you from having to repeat Shemon Esrei. But it shouldn't be done l'chadchila to keep it as a place. What comes out from this discussion is alluded to a subsequent Gemara which contrasts the four above-mentioned brises. As we mentioned, this brisa, the Rabbi Tanchum saying that she'ela b'birchas hashonim e'im achzirin osom neshayachol l'omra b'shamei tefillah, but the following brisa, ta, and I'll skip a little bit, it says she'ela b'birchas hashonim achzirin osom, if you forgot to say the same talmud matar, you make you go back. And the Gemara, and the answer we see from the Gemara is that La'idi v'idi b'yachid lo kasha ad itkar koshorim shmeit kvila. The lo itkar koshorim shmeit kvila, which comes out that b'sein talam martel v'racha is one of the additions that would cause you to repeat Shemona Esrei. The expression I wanted to explore is why do we have to repeat a Shemona Esrei? What's wrong if I missed an addition? And what is the issue or the problem with my davening? Or better yet, what is the mechayev, or the force that obligates me to say a second Shemon Esrei if I forget certain additions? And to bring this out, I wanted to refer to you to Tosos on Daf Chav, along with the Rush over there, which brings down the following case and will show how these things are developed. The case over there discussed is when a person forgot to recite Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh during Mincha, and he didn't remember until nightfall. Does he have to recite Tashlumen for that missed tefillah? Okay, again, the case. You forget Yalav Yavon Mincha, You forget about that. You realize Marav Tam, you didn't say it. And now what happens? You miss the Zechira. Do you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or not? So Tosos and Brachos, Tavchav, Vavim, Abeis, Dibber, Maskel, Toa says, Kosev Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im Tov, Lo Hizkir, Berosh Chodesh, Bemincha, Lo Yispala, O Belayla, doesn't need to daven again at night. Dolama Yispala, Lod. Why do you have to daven again? Harei Kvar Yispala, Kol Tfilas, Mincha, Beod Yom, Vame, Rosh Chodesh, Lo Hizkir. Im Kain, Einu Marviach Klum, you don't gain anything. Im Yachzor, Yispala, Bemotze, Rosh Chodesh. What are you going to gain after it? What are you going to, you missed Yalav Yavah. So what happens? You're going to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei and Motzei Rosh Chodesh. You're going to see Yalav Yavam on that Marv also? No, you're not going to see Yalav Yavam on that Marv. So they're not going to help anything. So Harelu Yaskir Rod Filas Rosh Chodesh. V'yotza Yudchas Kvaris Palel. So Rabbi Yehuda, it's understood that if you forget Yalav Yavam on Rosh Chodesh at Mincha, and you remember while still daytime, of course you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. However, if you miss the Tefillah, there will be no need to recite Tashlumin for that Mincha that you recited without Yalav Yavam. The Rosh brings down the Chachmei Provancia, or Provence, who say the following, V'chachmei Provence, hayu omrim, kevin shlo yotze yedei chovaso b'zohat fila, since you weren't yotze, for this particular davening, havelei kilo l'hispalel, is as if you didn't daven at all. V'tzarech l'hispalel shtayim le'erev, you have to daven twice in ma'erev, afa pishin maskir shorosh chodesh shoshul shabbos, v'adavar mukhra. According to this sheet of the Chachmei Provence, if you missed Yalav Yavah at Mincha, you would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, and if you did not remember till nightfall, you would have to recite Shemoneh Tashlumin. What's the suffix based on? Oh, sorry, just bring the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Tal b'mincha shel Shabbos v'spalo yudches, v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos, if you, by mistake, davened a weekday Shabbos mincha, the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos mincha, it says, mispal b'motzei Shabbos shnayim, you davened twice Saturday night, v'eno mavda b'shniyah, so it's like you do with like a little bit of a suffix. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and I'll just say it out loud, outside, there's a machlokas, brings down our machlokas over here. And basically, the psak is, you daven a second Shemoneh Esrei b'toras nedava. Which means that we don't really have a psak. We don't really have a chrei and the shayla. What's the suffix based on? So the stipler writes the following hakira, which defines this machlokas. We have many haskaros that we mentioned in tefillah. And there's a requirement to go ahead and recite that tefillah. The question is, though, there's a requirement to recite that addition in the tefillah. And if you happen to miss that addition, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The question is, why do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? And the Sefer says that there are two possibilities why a person would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. One possibility is, practically, the Zechira was instituted in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's the place for it to be. So because that's the place for it to be, Shemoneh Esrei is required. So on one hand, you could say that the Zechira was put in that place, and that's why you have to repeat it. On the other hand, you can say that the Zechira becomes a crucial part of the Shemoneh Esrei, to the point being, if you didn't go ahead and say the Zechira, it's as if you didn't daven at all. Meaning, not reciting Yalav Yavah on Rosh Chodesh is the same thing as not reciting Atachoni. In another way, the Chachmei Provence take the first approach. I'm sorry, they take the second approach. They say the Haskara of Yalav Yavah has now become part of your Shemoneh Esrei. Missing it means that you didn't daven the Tefillah at all. Having to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei comes from the perspective that you didn't daven. The Halacha goes as far to say is that you would have to even say Tashlumin. The Rabbeinu Yehuda looks at it differently and says that these additions are not part of the essential text of Shemoneh Esrei. These are additions that are mentioned. The reason we have to repeat it is because this is the place where we recite them. But it's not like you didn't daven at all. And if you happen to remember after, let's say, Rosh Chodesh, the case that was brought down in Tosfos, there's no reason to repeat it. Mitzah, the fact that you didn't daven? No, you did daven. You got credit for the tefillah. Your tefillah counts. You're just missing an addition. And to recite the addition at the wrong time, it's meaningless. Just like it's meaningless tonight to go ahead and recite Havdalah. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It's meaningless tonight to go ahead and recite Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres on a Monday night in June. It's also meaningless to go ahead and recite Yalav Yavah when it's not Rosh Chodesh. So obviously there are many, many nafkaminas which are going to come out from this. And I wanted to bring up several of them. This first one, though, you have to take it slow because it's a little complicated. Let's say a person misses Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, a month where one is required to recite the same Talmud Marta Levracha. When he repeated Shemona Esrei, he says Yalav Yavo the second time and forgets the same Talmud Marta Levracha. Yeah, a shtickel lo yitzlach. So again, the first time around, he says it's the same Talmud Marta, misses Yalav Yavo. And then he repeats Shemona Esrei, he blows the same Talmud Marta, but he says Yalav Yavo. Does he need to say Shemona Esrei a third time? So again, it all depends on how we define a Shemona Esrei with something missing. According to the Chachmei Provence, since not reciting Yalav Yavo was tantamount to not davening at all, you didn't get credit for Shemona Esrei number one. Therefore, you needed to recite Shemona Esrei number two. And because you missed the same Talmud Matar and Shemona Esrei number two, you don't get credit for that either. So you would have to go ahead and say Shemona Esrei number three. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, since the first Shemona Esrei as a tefillah works, you're just missing the Haskara. So what happens is you get credit for davening mincha for your first Shemona Esrei. And then what happens? Second Shemona Esrei, you do davened another Shemona Esrei. You missed Yalav Yavo. By missing Yalav Yavo, you missed the same Talmud Matar, but you got Yalav Yavo. So again, you get credit for your Shemona Esrei. And you have your Haskara. So since you already got bits of both, you're okay. So in that complicated case where, again, first time around, you miss Yalav Yavo and say the same Talmud Matar. Second time around, you miss the same Talmud Matar and say Yalav Yavo. According to the Chachmei Provence, you would have to go ahead and go back because as long as you miss something, you have no tefillah. Or according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you'd be okay. Now, what about missing the same Talmud Matar? So it should seem to be the same Shaila as we said before. However, Reb Chaim Brisker writes the following. Reb Chaim writes, and this is in the Chidushe Reb Chaim and the Gemara, it says, Shachach v'lo amar t'fesein talu marta mincha be'erv Shabbos. If somebody doesn't repeat, if somebody doesn't say v'sein talu marta mincha on Friday afternoon, hadin, what's the din? Dimispalo arvishtayim. The AFLP, the Bemarv, the Bearvis, lo Yaskir, the Saint Alamartar. Uchvar Hikshu had Tosvos, the Brochos, Bishachach Lomer Yalav Yavo. The Tosvos and Brochos said, what was the purpose of saying Yalav Yavo in that case? Over there, Ma Mao Il, Mashi's Pala Arvishtayim. Kavan Sheachshav Kvar Eno Yosh Chodesh, the Eno Omer with Yalav Yavo. So the truth is, Reb Chaim says that really you'd have to recite Shimon Esri again. Even though you're not going to be saying the same Talmud Marta Levracha. This goes against the Tosos and Rabbeinu Yehuda, because Rabbeinu Yehuda would say, if you're not saying the Yalav Yavo, there's no way to do it here. You're not going to be saying the same Talmud Marta again. So Reb Chaim writes, Ulam b'sein Talmud Marta ein lahakshos. Why? Bishum the Talmud Marta whom miseder had tefila. Ukshalo amar havei mishanim mabeya shetavu chachamim. Ukilu is palo klal. What Reb Chaim wants to do is Reb Chaim wants to say the same Talmud Marta Levracha and tell us the same Talmud Marta Levracha might be different. How the same Talmud Marta might be different? So, on one hand, one could look at the same Talmud Marta Levracha as a seasonal edition, just like a Yalav Yavo, just like as a Alanisim, even though that's a little bit different. We're not going to get there technical with that. Comes Reb Chaim and says that no, that's not what the same Talmud Matar is. The same Talmud Matar is a little bit different. The same Talmud Matar is a definition, is the essence of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. And because in order to say Baruch Aleinu, you need to have a proper bracha, here also you would have to have a proper bracha. So Reb Chaim tells us that we can even make a chiluk, even hold like Tosfos, and say that really a tefillah with a missing addition, it's a tefillah that's not lacking. It's a good tefillah. But there is a chiluk between Yalav Yavo and the same Talmud Marta Levracha. Of course, Rav Huttner asks the question. And the question is, which is based on what we said before, if this is the case, then how can we just go simply add the same Talmud Marta Levracha, according to Reb Chaim, in Shema Kolenu? If it's part of the Matbeya Shetavu Bo Chachamim, Right? We can't just go a person just simply say, oh, I missed that tachonin, so let me go ahead and in Shema Kolein to say Chanu Meicha De'abina Bahaskil. So how would that work? So Rav Futner wants to say that based on this Rav Chaim, you have to mention that when the Chazal were misaking the bracha of the din of the bracha of the Saint Talamatar, they actually had two places to put it. They put it and said that you can do it in, number one, you can either do it in Barich Aleinu, that's the preferred place, or you can go ahead and do it in Shema Kolenu. But really, you're right. The fact that Shema, that the Saint Talar Matar, the Bracha, is part of the Matveya, the Shemona Esrei, really you shouldn't be able to say it in Shema Kolenu. There are another couple of nafkaminas in this question. Here's one brought down by Rav Tzvi Frommer. The question is this. A person is davening Shemona Esrei, and he hears Kedusha. And the halacha is, in general, we say that you listen, you stop. We pass on that you listen, you stop. But if you're by Elokai Netzor, you answer Kedusha. Here's the interesting question. What happens if a person forgets Yalav Yavo? Dav until Elokai Netzor, which means you have to go back to Ritzay. Okay? So, you said Shemona Esrei, you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you realize you skipped Yalav Yavo, and the halacha is you have to go back. You go back to Ritzay. And now you hear Kedusha. Are you allowed to answer Kedusha or not? This would also depend on how you understand this machlokas. If you're going to say missing Yalav Yavo means your Shemona Esrei is lacking, as if you didn't daven, so then what you're reciting from Ritzay the second time on is part of your real Shemona Esrei. You wouldn't be able to interrupt even for Kedusha. But if you're going to say that the repetition of a Shemona Esrei is just to give the content for you to recite the recitation, to recite the Haskara. So in this case, there's no problem. You're Yotzei Shemona Esrei, and you're just reciting the Haskara, so you would be able to say Kedusha. That would be another Nafkamina. One other interesting Nafkamina is, could we include the Shemona Esrei that you missed into your Mea Brachos? What do I mean? So during the week, to hit the number of 100 brachos is not really an issue, because at the end of the day, you have all the Shemona Esrei, you're going to make it. But on Shabbos, we're kind of lacking those number of brachos. So the case that we're talking about is if a person goes, missed the Yalav Yavo on Shabbos, has to read Davin again. Could he count that first Shemona Esrei towards this 100 brachos? So we say it depends. If you hold the first Shemona Esrei, is a real Shemona Esrei? The condition is, just for professional purposes, the answer is yes. But if not, and you hold it's not a first Shemona Esrei, and you hold it's not a real Shemona Esrei, then of course you won't be able to count it. But these are just a couple of nafkaminas that come from this question. It's a very interesting thought in terms of what happens when we forget by these askaros, and why we have to repeat. Does making the missing something, does it really affect the entire Shemona Esrei, as if you didn't daven, or are we viewing the Shemona Esrei as a place to insert these additions? But again, just to remind us again how complex a halacha is, and how careful we should be, try not to forget these type of additions. Kol Tov, have a great week.